Welcome back to another episode. Today, I wanted to address the number one question that you need to ask yourself before you hop into your spring launches. So whether it's a March launch, April, May, like this is a question that you really need to think about and address before you talk about anything else, before you decide on strategy, before you decide on sales goals, before you make any other decision, this is the one I want you to make. If this is the first time that we are connecting, I am Chelsea, the Launch Copy Coach, and I support my clients with full stack, done for you launch support so that the only task on their to-do list is to show up and love on themselves and their communities. So today, this particular question is important because you really want to prepare and set yourself up for success. A lot of the times we run into a launch without even considering this question, and it can actually result halfway through the launch in your failure. It can result in you not hitting the goals you want to hit, you not feeling the way you want to feel, and your community not having the experience that you want them to have. So I want to address these today and particularly help you with this question, okay? So what is this question that I am talking about? The question is this: do I want the level of demand and responsibility on me going into this launch to stay the same, to increase, or to decrease? I'll repeat that. The question is, do I want the level of my demand, the demand and responsibilities, all the things that I need to take care of? You know, in life, we have daily demands on our time and our energy. Do I want this demand going into this launch, throughout the launch from planning stage to execution, to doors closed, to debrief, right? Do I want that demand to increase, to stay the same, or to decrease? The reason why you need to ask this question is because if your answer is that you want your demand to stay the same or to decrease, then there are certain things that you just have to plan for and align yourself with, okay? Because I will tell you now, and I'm going to break this down for you, that automatically, just because you are launching, demand is already higher. Just because you are offering a particular kind of real-time experience for your people, the demand on you is higher, which then means that you need to be able to meet that demand. And this is why I say that this question sets you up for success, because more than 80% of the time, I work with clients and they tell me, like, the last time they launched, halfway through their launch, doors are open, everything's supposed to be happening, and they are like, oh, I'm out. I don't got it. I'm done. I am finished. And we still have a week left to go of closed cart, right? And that's not what you want, because at that point, you are now creating an experience for yourself you don't want. Your community will feel that because you will pull back, right? You're not as visible anymore because you don't got the energy. So the momentum in the launch is stalled, which means that you and your results you want to see don't actually get the traction that you're looking for. And it can affect your conversions. It affects your sales. It affects your list building. It affects all the conversations that you're going to have. It shows up in everything, y'all. So today, I wanted to use a really simple kind of framework to walk you through how the demand increase, stay the same, or decrease, depending on what you decide to do with your launch. The question that we're asking ourselves today is, do I want the demand going into my launch to stay the same, to increase, or decrease? Because if you want it to stay the same or to decrease, you have to do certain things. And most of us are not doing those things. Okay? So what I'm going to use today to walk you through this is it's an HR tool, actually. I don't know if any of you have ever heard of, like, the 4R document. It's basically like a job description, But the way that it is structured is tailored towards making sure that your potential hire has the right results, right kind of idea about the job that they're coming into. Now, I want to use this because I found each of these R's very applicable and relevant as the CEO going into a launch to what our discussion here today. So the first R of this kind of methodology or framework is, what is your role, right? So the first thing that you would do is to describe your role. In our case, going into this launch, we have multiple roles. We are the CEO of the business. We are the manager of the team. We are the talent of the brand. And we haven't even gotten to yet anything outside of the launch or the business, right? You are the coach of the client. You are the mom. You are the wife. You are the head of the community organization. These are all of the roles that show up for you when you walk into a launch. And that's obviously not an exhaustive list. So I need you, as you're thinking about this question around whether or not you want the demand to increase, decrease, or stay the same, to identify all the roles you're playing, right? What are all the roles that you are playing in your life, in your business, all the ways that you are showing up? And when I say in your life and in your business, I mean, detail everything, right? If you are the one still taking sales calls, if you do sales calls in your business, you are the salesperson, okay? If you are the one who is still in the DM, you are the setter for the sales call, right? If you are the one who is, you know, like I said before, coaching clients, you are the coach. In addition to being the CEO, some of us are the accountant, right? We're wearing so many hats. We're doing so many roles. And 90 to 95% of the time, we walk into a launch hoping and expecting that the demand will be lower, but not actually accounting for all the roles that we are actively executing every single day. So you tell me what you think. Because if you are playing all of these roles, and then you're supposed to show up in the launch as the talent, and then you're also supposed to be the copywriter, the tech person, the designer, the podcast editor, the person who's booking the interviews for yourself, if you're supposed to do all of those things and show up in all of those roles, launching can be a lot. And this is especially for my high six, seven figure coaches who are carrying a whole lot already. Like, you have hundreds of students in your paid communities, thousands of students that you're serving every single day, right? You're making like CEO level decisions every single day. You are working with, whether it's a small team of contractors or just you and yourself, because you can do that and still make hella money, but you are wearing a lot of hats. And so it's important for you to actually get clear on all the roles you're playing so that you can say, okay, shoot, I recognize that I want the demand on my energy and on my time to decrease going into this launch, but there is no way that that's going to happen with all the roles I'm playing or all the roles that I've set myself up to play, because at the time, we're already like actively involved in many roles and then we're adding more on, right? We're adding the role of the copywriter. We're adding the role of the strategist. We're adding the role of the launch manager. We're adding the role of the social media manager. We're adding all these different roles, not realizing that more roles equals more demand. So that's the first thing. The first R I want you to really start to wrap your brain around. If you want the demand going into your next launch, your spring launch, March, April, May, to stay the same or decrease or increase, like that's an option too, what roles are you playing? What roles are you willing to play? And are those roles equivalent to the demand that you are placing on yourself or you want to experience? Right? With the answering the DMs, with the follow-ups, it's a lot. And you have to elucidate that. You have to actually get clear on that before you make any other decision about the strategy for your launch, about the messaging, about your goals. Get clear on your role. All right, so that's the first R. The second R that I want to tackle today are the responsibilities. All right, so those are the roles. Now let's go into the responsibilities. These are the individual tasks that we are doing. So you are writing the however many emails. So I know y'all, emails in a launch can get crazy because you always, here's the thing, you want to actually send more emails than you think you should. I've sent up to like, what, 38 emails in a launch before for a client. Trust me, they made bank, right? But I'm saying that to say, like, when you get down to the task level, not even the project level, just the task level of what you want to do every day, it's a lot. Again, it's a lot. That's a theme. That's what I want to point out to you here. So you can really kind of tease this apart for yourself and get clear on, is what I want actually aligning with what I'm doing? Because the disconnect is very present. This is why I have really made it my mission to make it so that the only task on my client's to-do list is to love on themselves and their people. Because when we think about the responsibilities, when we think about the day-to-day tasks that we are actually going to be owning, it can get to be quite a long to-do list. So you get into all the copy you have to write, you get into all the tech you have to take care of, you get into all the landing pages you have to take care of, you get into all of the social media, you get into like answering DMs and follow-ups, like we're saying here. You get into so many other like tiny things on your to-do list that you like 50% of the time didn't even realize you needed to add to your to-do list. Like, for example, a client of mine offered a bonus VIP day, and it's a virtual VIP day, and we're doing this VIP day before we actually start the program. Also as a part of the launch to kind of build hype and like create a really unique experience for the early people who enrolled, right? And another thing that just got added to my to-do list is send an email to let the people know, hey, this is your link for the call. This is the time it's happening. This is what you need to bring. She's excited to have you, right? And then I need to also write and schedule a reminder to like 30 minutes before or an hour before to let people know, hey, it's happening today. Don't forget, it's what you need to bring. Here's the link. See you then, right? But this is just a small example of how your to-do list just keeps growing and growing and growing depending on the roles that you add and therefore depending on the responsibilities that you are owning in this launch. And I bring us back to my core question. Is that level of demand on your energy and time what you actually want? Do you want it to be less? Do you want it to be more? Do you want it to be the same as it is right now outside of your launch period? Because if you want it to be less or the same, and you're taking on all of these additional roles and therefore all these additional responsibilities, there's a disconnect. Okay? There's like something's not matching up. The third R that I want to explain and kind of have you tease out, and remember, we tackled the roles, the responsibilities. Now we are talking about the results you will be responsible for. And this brings an added level of pressure. Okay? Because, and I should say, it's not for everyone, because some people have honed the skill of being a little bit detached from their launch results, and they can kind of move through and make decisions without freaking out about the numbers, right? But others of us have not quite exercised that muscle to that extent. And so we are still carrying the weight of the results that we are responsible for in a launch. So here I'm talking sales, I'm talking list building, and I'm talking conversion rates. Okay. There are other results. We can talk about them all day. Conversation started, applications received, ROAS from your ad, CPL from your ads, cost to acquire a customer. There's a ton of other like metrics that we could talk about. Bottom line, they are your responsibility. And to be fair, you carry this. almost anyway, because you are the CEO of the business. So naturally, you are responsible for these results at the end of the day. Like, even if you hire a contractor and their role and their responsibility is associated with a particular result in your business, you as a CEO are ultimately responsible for that result. So you carry that either way. But you carry it doubly if you are the one who's taking on that role and taking on that responsibility. So you don't have any help. You don't have any support to help you deliver that result that you want. And therefore, again, the demand and energy and time that's required is higher. And if you want that, if that's what you want, we are all good. You signed the contract. You went in clear-eyed, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, right? You have signed up for what you agreed to and things aligned. But if this is not what you want, you signed the contract blindfolded, fam, the terms need to be renegotiated, okay? Because that's not aligning with what you say you want. All right? So we talked roles, we talked responsibilities, we talked results. Final R that I want to walk you through today are the requirements. What's required to do this role effectively, to take care of these responsibilities and tasks effectively, to create these results? Again, this is another pull on your energy and your time, because now you're exercising skills that you may or may not be proficient in addition to this other skills that you exercise every single day in your life and in your business, right? You are coaching, that's a skill. You are teaching, that's a skill. You are running numbers, right? Whether it's like P&L or you are keeping track of everything, that's a skill. You are editing videos for social media and creating reels, that's a skill. You are creating social media captions. You are copywriting for your emails. You are editing your sales page. You are designing your sales page. All of these things are skills that you are now activating as you go through your launch. Okay? And so at this point, it's like, this is what's required from me. One, do I even have that skill to the level that I need to deliver the results I want, to do the responsibilities that I am owning, and to show up for the role that I am signing up for? Because if I don't have those skills, then there's a huge question mark here. Why in the world am I signing up for the role? Let us not be the audacious hashtag white man confidence vibe who signs up for the roles that they are 0% qualified for. No offense to anybody listening, but we all know it's true, right? Let us actually sign up for roles that we are qualified for. We have the required skill set to execute. Yes, because when we sign up for something that we don't have the required skill set to execute, we put our results in jeopardy. The responsibility on us is now higher, right? Because now we have to either learn or refine the skill on the job, which is fine if, again, that's what you're signing up for. But if it's not, because all of these things increase the energy that's required, increase the time that's required, right? Increase the demand on you. Think of it like a parasite. This is probably the worst example. But think of your launch as like a fun-loving, really great parasite that you can enjoy or you can have a hellish experience with, right? You get to dictate how much the parasite takes from you. This parasite will be happy either way. I probably shouldn't call it a parasite. That doesn't make it sound fun. But it is taking from you. That's why I use that idea, right? This is a symbiotic relationship then. Let me use a biological term and make it sound nicer. This is a symbiotic relationship where something is like taking from you, where you are giving the launch, you are giving to the launch is giving back to you. Yes, you are giving time, effort, energy to the launch. You are giving these skills. You are giving your responsibilities. You are giving the role you're playing. You are giving all of these things to the launch. And the launch is giving back to you in terms of your impact and in terms of your dollars. Yeah, impact in terms of the number of students you're about to serve, number of clients you're about to close and serve, right? And the dollars that you get in your bank account. So this is a symbiotic relationship, aka a parasite, right? But the point that I'm making here is you are giving to the launch is giving to you. You get to dictate how much the launch takes, and it doesn't have to impact how much the launch actually gives back. That's the great thing. That's the point that I really want to make here, y'all, because if you decide, I actually want the demand on me to be less or the same as it is right now going into the spring launch, if you decide that you don't want to increase the demand on your time and energy, you want to decrease it or have it stay the same, here's the cool thing about this. The launch will still give you back awesomeness. You just have to put the right things in place. It's the absolute best symbiotic relationship ever, because you get to determine how much it takes, and it will always give you abundance if the right systems are in place. If you have the right processes in place, if you have the right people in place, if you have something that really works for you. That is the best thing about this relationship between us and launches. But if we don't actually ask the question, then the symbiont, aka the parasite, doesn't know what to do. The launch doesn't know what to do. So it goes rogue. It takes all our time, effort, and energy. It sucks us dry. And halfway through the thing, we're just like, listen, I don't got it. I am sick. Lay me down. We are done. Right? And that's not what we want. So we want to dictate this relationship from the get-go. We want to decide from the get-go how we want this to go. So think about what is required, the skill sets that are required, the capacity that's required from you. Because if you are leading community organizations, if you have kids, if you have a partner, if you have an active social life, and you are showing up and serving in your business on a day-to-day basis with thousands, with like a community, like social community, Facebook community, email list of thousands, and paid communities of hundreds of people, the capacity that's required is high. Yeah. The time and energy that's required to go into a launch is high. Just the basic capacity to do your life is high. You are carrying a lot. Okay. Can I just like call this out for a second? You are carrying a lot. Oftentimes we forget how much we carry in the world. We walk around as if, nope, everybody does this. It's fine. I'm pushing through. I'm making it. I'm doing the things. It's all good. Fam, you are carrying a lot. Okay? And that is amazing. And like, you are stellar for doing this, but you don't have to carry that much in your launch. You don't have to carry that much in your launch. Okay? So think about, do I have the skill set that's required? Am I going to be learning and refining the skill set on the go, or am I a whiz at this? Is this skill set even something that I want to exercise? How much energy is this skill set going to take? How much time is this skill set going to take? What's going to be required? All right? Really assess in your roles, in your responsibilities, in your results, and in your requirements. The four R's that we talked about today, right? Do I want my demand to increase, stay the same, or decrease going into my spring launch? Because if I want it to stay the same or decrease, these are the four R's that I really need to be paying attention to in order to ensure that this launch actually creates an experience I enjoy, that I can actually show up for my community in this time and not, you know, conk out halfway through the launch and be like, I'm done, lay me out. Right? That we can come to a place where our people can feel our energy, because we can show up. We have full creative freedom and all the energy in the world to show up and be there for them and really serve them, so they understand, this is what it's like to be in her space? No. I need to get into her program. I need to get into their course. I need to buy their thing. Here, take my credit card, because you are a person I want to be around 24/7. That's the energy that you want to show up for your launch with. And most of us, can't show up with that energy because we just don't have it because we've never asked this question. All right, y'all? Ask yourself the question. All right, y'all? Think about this. Do I want my demand to increase, stay the same, or decrease? Break it down using these 4 R's we talked about today. And if you want to chat about what your launch is going to look like based on these 4 R's, DM me. I'm here. Like, I want to help you. I really kind of refine this with you so that you can walk into your launch feeling like, okay, I've got what I need to show up. I'm not freaking out. All right. I'm not dying halfway through the launch. I'm at people feel it and I can see it in my result. All right. Thank you everyone for joining me. I hope you have a great one today and I will see you in the next one.